welcome back. Well, low-wage workers are making the biggest gains when it comes to wage increases since the economy has started reopening. Yahoo Finance's Denitsa Tikova tells us more about this in Your Money segment. And Denitsa, why is this happening now, and do you think the trend will continue?
Yeah, so what we saw early in the pandemic is that those lower-wage workers were really hit the hardest. A lot of layoffs, furloughs, but now they're reaping the biggest benefits. They're getting the biggest wage increases, at least so far. And the main reason for this is those low-wage workers are more directly impacted by what's happening in the job market than higher-wage workers, according to a new paper from Harvard that we looked at. So higher-wage workers have more power in the workplace and are harder and more expensive to replace, leading to higher wages no matter what's happening in the labor market, but which provides them with more stability, as we saw early in the pandemic, fewer layoffs, furloughs, and pay cuts, but also with fewer gains when the labor market is as tight as it's now. So what we're seeing now is really a reversal in power. We're seeing the top earners not getting as high increases as the bottom 25%, which are seeing the biggest wage increases. And when it comes to industry, this is really the leisure and hospitality seeing the biggest gains of 13%. And what we're hearing from experts is that this may continue going forward, because if those tight labor market conditions remain, wages for lower workers may continue to increase for the foreseeable future. So we're yet to see where this leads us.
Okay, thank you, Denitsa Tikova, for that report. We've got lots more coming.